We now talk to Dave Skentlebury about the Watchtower, the Obelisk, the Fountain and the Gig Boathouse, beach activities and also the promenade.
I was vice chairman of Eastleigh Town Trust, and the seafront and the beach, which is owned by Eastleigh Town Trust, came into my remit because I lived closest to the seafront. So if anything went wrong, I was the closest there to try and put things right. Well, the buildings have changed, really. Once upon a time, the beach was lower and they had a lot of beach huts along. But the sand, with changes of current, the sand is much higher than it used to be. And so there's no space for beach huts. But it was in quite a bad state, so we had to money had to be put into it, and it was been tidied up over the years. There was an old watchtower there, and there's a couple of restaurants, or cafes, shall we say. And from the seafront, you could look out right out across to the Eddystone Light and see the Lew Island just to the west of the seafront. And it's a Banjo Pier, which is known locally as the Banjo Pier, which is a pier that closes the beach from the harbour entrance. So the boats come in and out into the river, but it's completely free from the beach itself, which has got no currents at all. So it's a completely safe beach for families and children to be playing on. To the east of the beach, the cliffs were crumbling. Something had to be done about it, so they decided to put concrete there to try to protect the beach, which in itself has created different currents, and that's why the sand is much higher now than it used to be, because the currents run completely the opposite way to what it used to. Well, currents as such, not dangerous currents, but the flow of water. These were done, part of the whole coastlines, Seaton and Downderry had it done, but I think it started off with Lew, which passed the problem on to Seaton and Downderry. But the seafront now is pleasant place for people to stand and see and sit, and you can see, as I say, the old Eddystone Lighthouse, which is about 12 miles out to sea. You can see that flashing at night time. And Lew Island is just to the west of protects the beach, actually, the Lew Island does. It would be a lot of current and wind coming in from the west, but the island completely protects the beach for everyone, and it's sort of even right through the winter, it's quite a pleasant place to be. It was a few years ago they decided to build a lifeboat station on the west side of the seafront. They'd need an emergency slip, although they normally would launch into the river. They need an emergency slip to go across the beach to get to sea. So the slipway was improved. There was always steps or a slipway there of some sort, but they've made it into a substantial area now where the Red Wing yachts can be launched, and they have the sailing championships there. They also use that slipway, but it was the lifeboat actually built it or put the money into it and developed it into a sort of quite a substantial structure. The watchtower, which is a cafe now, was where the lifeboat was kept, but it moved from being a biggish lifeboat, which I think is in Polperro now, to a rubber dinghy type of lifeboat. So they built quite a spectacular building there. That used to be a crazy golf course there, actually, up until a few years ago, but that was been developed into the new lifeboat house. We had quite a well-known artist performing around the seafront at Lew, a guy called Poggio. I believe he came from Gibraltar originally, and they were, during the war, they were moved to North Africa and arrived in Lew as refugees. And he was very often seen around, or spent his lifetime doing lightning sketches and of holidaymakers, and were often seen around the seafront. He had a studio at one point, but sitting in his studio door doing lightning sketches of mainly holidaymakers. They are the only ones around that had any money, so it was the holidaymakers that he was sketching. But he originated, I believe, in Gibraltar. Poggio's drawings can still be seen in Snug at the Salutation, one of the old inns in Lew Street.
This is the end of our walking route. around St Martin's and East Slough via the Barbican, Belinda Lane, Castle Street and Tower Hill, as well as the Wool Down and the South West Coast Path. We do hope you've enjoyed it. Listen to the other walking routes on this site.